India's first online Netflix original series, Sacred Games, released in over 197 countries, starring Nawazuddin Siddiqui and Saif Ali Khan, was severely criticized by the Congress party for its comment on former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi.
वो राजीव गांधी भी ऐसा ही किया था, साबानों को अलग जलाया, देश को अलग. 1986 में साबानों को तीन तलाक दिया उसका पति. वो कोर्ट में केस लड़ी, जीती, लेकिन वो प्रधानमंत्री राजीव गांधी, वो फट्टू बोला चुबट औरत, कोर्ट का फैसला उल्टा कर दिया और साबानों को मुल्लों के सामने फेंका. साल था 1985, माँ मरी तो बेटा पीएम बन गया. पीएम बन के बोफोर्स का घोटाला किया. अपन सोचा जब देश में पीएम का ईमान नहीं तो अपन सीधे रास्ते चल के क्या करेगा.
As much as Sacred Game is being praised for its undoubted approach by the audience and critics, the political play around it is already started. Two complaints have been already filed by two different Congress workers against the series. Also, the party spokesperson had openly criticized in a press conference.
Firstly, I would like to mention that freedom of speech is very much everyone's democratic right. But using that freedom of speech to spread a whole set of lies, I think, is a conspiracy which we would want to say is not appreciable. What we need to understand is that all the dialogues that were spoken on the basis of lies. Lies which have been projected by the BJP for its own political gains. Secondly, the democracy in my nation gives me the right to protest something that I do not like or I have objection with in a peaceful, democratic manner through legal processes. So if somebody has disliked what has been spoken and would want to expose the whole set of lies through this platform, is doing this through a very democratic way by filing a written police complaint.
Shyamal Gupta, the president of Youth Indian National Trade Union Congress, in his complaint stated, Sacred Game has scenes in which antagonist, that is Nawazuddin Siddiqui, is seen abusing the late Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. He also claimed that the series has misrepresented facts during Rajiv Gandhi's tenure as Prime Minister. Spread across most episodes of the show, Sacred Games talks about certain incidents in India's political history, including Rajiv Gandhi's alleged role in Bofors camp. The Congress president, the government's controversial forced sterilization scheme under Indira Gandhi's tenure, and Rajiv Gandhi's involvement in Shabanu's case. This was the second time in the year when a film was subjected to a controversy for showing what makers believed in. The first being Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Padmavat, which was released after a long-standing controversy over the portrayal of characters. The film, originally named Padmavati, was forced to change by the title by the Rajput Karni Sena. In the 4 years of rule of BJP government, there has been several attacks on cinema fraternity. Former CBFC Pehlaj Nilani has a constant tussle with the filmmakers over the depiction of asanskari content in the representative of the film. But the image of the government was similar even during the Congress era, where movies like Kissa Kursika, Bandit Queen and many more failed to get screened. With the current government being severely criticized for its stand against the artistic fraternity, Congress President Rahul Gandhi, now this is your chance to stand up and prove that your party truly believes in freedom of expression. Also, do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.